Well, thanks so much, Greg. And I want to welcome our other caucus members, Minister Fedeli, Minister Romano, and MPP Miller. And I just can't wait to get up to Northwestern Ontario. Like, I just love when they say we're going up there, I jump in the car and away we go. I can't wait to talk to the folks and visit the businesses. But I can reassure every single person on this line, you never have a stronger voice than the four people on the line with me right now. They're always promoting Northern Ontario, always promoting to make sure that we get the funds equally split up the Northern Ontario. And that's what this announcement's all about, making sure that we support the people in the north in various different areas, no matter if it's economic development, which we'll be talking about today, or if it's healthcare, or if it's testing. We make sure that for the first time, and I can say this with confidence, for the first time in probably 15 years, the North has a very loud voice at the cabinet table and with our government. We're very, very grateful for your support as well. We're going to get back on our feet. I know we've had turbulent times over the last year throughout this pandemic. Matter of fact, the whole world's had turbulent times. But if you look at where we're at compared to a lot of regions around the world or even across our country, because of the great work the people are doing, we're doing pretty good. And we can never let our guard down, but at least we're moving forward. We're going to have a great announcement tomorrow for all the regions in Ontario. And I just emphasize, let's not let our guard down, folks. Let's keep moving forward. We are going to get through this. We will get more vaccines in. I know the federal government's doing everything they can to make sure that happens, and we're working collaboratively with them. But the all-stars in the north are the four that I just mentioned.